All right, we're going to kick things off this morning with a quick catch-up with our friends from Girl Scouts of Connecticut. You know, Girl Scouts love the great outdoors, and it's a place where they can make new friends, build campfires, hike trails, and connect with the larger world around them. And now the organization's popular overnight camp, Camp Yankee Trails, is reopening with modern upgrades and exciting new programs just in time for summer. And here to tell us all about this Girl Scout camping experience is Lily Williamson. She's camp director at Yankee Trails in Tallinn. Lily, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having me, John.
So just quickly, a little bit about yourself and how you got connected to the Girl Scouts of Connecticut.
Yeah, I started at camp about 3 summers ago. I was working in our health services, and then opportunity to become director fell on my lap. So this is my 3rd summer doing it now with Girl Scouts of Connecticut, and I couldn't ask for a better job. It is so fun and so great.
And were you a Girl Scout at some point in your life?
I was. I was a Girl Scout Brownie all the way through Ambassador. So Girl Scouting has been a really big part of my life, my whole life. So being able to work at Girl Scouts and then, you know, communicate with other girls that are growing up, that it's a great place to be, and giving those same memories that I had as a kid to them is just a wonderful circle experience for me.
Yeah. And so in terms of your position, there's lots to talk about, but there are 5 camps throughout the state of Connecticut, right?
Yes, there are. We have Camp Antioch in Oxford, Camp Aspetuck in Weston, Camp Clatter Valley in New Milford, and Camp Marywood in Manchester. Those are our 4 day camps. And then our sleepaway camp, which is me, is Camp Yankee Trails, which is in Tallinn.
And when these camps are not running with Girl Scout programs, they are accessible to the general public, and the rental of facilities helps to underwrite the year-round care and maintenance and TLC at all these camps.
Yes, yes, they do. They do a fantastic job.
Fantastic. Good. Well, a lot of exciting things going on your way, I guess. And did you come into the position of overseeing the camp there when discussions were already in play to make the improvements and changes that campers are going to see this summer? Or were you fundamentally kind of, part of the decision-making team as to where the improvements were going to be made?
I was not part of the decision-making. I was kind of told the decisions, but very happily told them. I was previously at our old camp, Camp Laurel in Lebanon, Connecticut. Mm-hmm. And so being able to go to Yankee and see all of the improvements was so exciting. And so making that transition with Girl Scouts of Connecticut from one property to the other is something that I'm really looking forward to. I'm very passionate about, and I hope that everyone that comes to the camp can see that and see the love that went into preparing the camp for summer.
And the work, I guess, that you're doing there after this 2-year hiatus where improvements are being made, this is really kind of one piece of a much bigger puzzle that the Girl Scouts of Connecticut have for their entire camp network?
Yes, that's so true. We have a long-range property plan to expand the capacity and improve accessibility and elevate the overall experience for many generations to come. Speaking from Camp Yankee Trails specifically, we have an expanded dining hall that overlooks the lake. It is beautiful to see. We have 6 new yurt cabins, and then we have family accessible bathrooms and a brand new shower house, which I'm very excited to see. And then we also have a new beach access for our Sweetheart Lake.
And so the activities that you guys have up there, a lot of them have probably been going on for many generations, and some of these camps were established some time ago. As far as your camp is concerned, are these the first major renovations and modernizing that's been done, since the 50s, 60s, 70s?
At this property in specific, yes, which is very exciting to see it kind of get that modern twist while also keeping some of the same traditions and history that we had previously at Yankee Trails when it ran before I was even born is really exciting.
That's great. Well, let's dig into a little bit more of the specifics about the improvements that are done and the ones that you said you were most excited about. The shower house, was it basically just kind of rustic stalls up until now?
Yep. So over at Camp Laurel, it was just, you know, regular old stalls with shower heads, but now they're like very fancy. I don't really know how to describe it other than much better than it was at Laurel. And then we have, it's bigger, so there's more room for bathrooms and for changing. And it's just overall, it has this nice new clean taste to it.
Yeah, that's great. And as we mentioned earlier, among the camps across Connecticut, Camp Yankee Trails is not only made available for scouting activities, but also for potential activities for the general public. I imagine the expanding dining hall with that panoramic view of the lake and the expanded seating is going to make a huge difference for you guys in terms of not just, you know, building revenue, but making connections with people who may not have ever seen or been at this camp before.
Yes, definitely, especially because we're now kind of tapping into, especially the eastern side of the state, kind of letting people know where we are, who we are, letting them have a space to gather and have fun and build some of those same memories that we do at Girl Scouts.
Tell us more about the cabins that you've got now available.
Our yurts. They sleep 8 each in some fun bunk beds, which I'm really excited for us to have, especially during summer camp season. And it actually overlooks, you can see the lake from the unit, which is very pretty.
And you call them yurts. Is that a specific design? Forgive my ignorance.
They are. They are basically, it's kind of like a big octagon with a roof over it. And there's actually this fun dome on top so you can kind of see up into the sky. Mm-hmm. There's windows. It very much feels like you're inside a normal building, but you're not. You're at camp.
Oh, okay. Interesting. I understand that folks can get a kind of a sneak preview of all the brand new facilities before the girls come out for the summer.
Yes, we have a community celebration happening on Saturday, May 9th from 1 to 3 p.m. At Camp Yankee Trails, which our address is 343 Plains Road in Tolland. We welcome everybody that wants to come see the camp to join us there. We'll have tours going on, a flag ceremony, camp stories. There's also going to be a silent auction, which is super fun. I myself will be there helping kiddos get excited about camp and registering and answering all of those fun questions.
Okay. We mentioned how these camps are also available for public rental, which is great. And let's talk a little bit about the girls that you're going to be working with at the new facilities this summer.
Yeah, we have various membership levels from kindergarten all the way up to 12th grade. I see most frequently coming to camp are older kids, which is great to give them an experience where they can step away from their phones, social media, and just connect with nature and getting to make new friends that they wouldn't have met otherwise is a really fun experience. And then if you become a graduate of high school and you want to stay involved, just like I did, you could be a volunteer, a troop leader, a mentor, an adult member, and just get to be a part of the Girl Scout experience for your whole life.
Very good. Then that leaves us saying farewell for now. But before we go, remind folks of how they could get in touch with or learn more about Girl Scouts here in Connecticut. And the camps, including the one that you're running up there in Tolland.
Yeah, so anyone can visit our website, www.gsofct.org, to learn more about the exciting things that are happening at Girl Scouts, including our summer camp season that starts in July. Again, those properties are Camp Antioch in Oxford, Camp Aspetuck in Weston, Camp Clutter Valley in New Milford, Camp Marywood in Manchester, and then our one sleepaway camp and our new sleepaway camp, Camp Yankee Trails, which is in Tolland.
And Lily Williamson, our guest this morning, is the camp director at Yankee Trails. We hope to see all you folks up there if you're interested for a visit on May 9th in the afternoon. Once again, you can find out more by going to the Girl Scouts of Connecticut website, gsofct.org. Lily, thank you so much.